right.
That sounded good, guys. Hope it sounds as good at home where you're listening as it does here in the room. Sounds great. We're going to carry on here with a song that was written by my good friend John Krivet, who's over in Ireland right now. Johnny and I go way back. We recorded our first two albums in his studio, and there was a song on my very first album called Best of Love that John let me record, and we've written a few together since then, and I'm Almost Fine, Old Wandy Murphy, and he's had this one song called Ferris Wheel that I've always been a big fan of, and he finally let me have at it for this album, so we're going to play it for you. It might be a little cold to go on the Ferris Wheel right now, but this summer you're going to love this song.
One, she's a Ferris wheel, and she's probably gonna break my heart. Whoa. It's not easy getting on once those mechanisms start. One night she ran away. Is she back? Will I hear them say, these are the girls that are made of steel. This is the one, she's a Ferris wheel. To see coming back down, I'm aware of her reality. Come and play your part, climb aboard and break my heart. This kind of ride is day by day, fall to the ground or get your way. And she's probably gonna break my heart. Mm-hmm. It's not easy getting off once those mechanisms start. One night she ran away, now she's back, and I hear them say, these are the girls that are made of steel. This is the one, she's a Ferris wheel. She's a Ferris wheel. She's a Ferris wheel. A Ferris wheel. She's a Ferris wheel. She's a Ferris wheel.
That song's making me ready for summer. What's today? Today's the vernal equinox, isn't it? So starting spring.
5:59 p.m.
Did you guys see that full moon on the way in here?
I showed you earlier. I got a great picture of it on my way here.
Oh, yeah,
this evening.
You showed me that
actually.
Picture. That was
war moon.
If awesome. You know the Metro West, out in Natick, I pulled over and there's a parking lot. There's a supermarket and there's a lake and. I just had a good view of it at that point, and luckily still had my camera in the car from a few days ago. So beautiful, beautiful.
Shots to come.
Yeah, it'll be posted on
you gotta post
my Facebook page later. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Along with the one that I got in Florida exactly a month ago, too.
Oh, 28 days ago. Phases of the moon, right? 28 days.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mr. Ben Knight's going to start this one out. This next song is a little something that I picked up when I was down in Santa Fe. I go to Santa Fe pretty often because my mom and my stepdad live there. And there's this great singer named Bill Hearn that I go check out. He does a great Texas two-step kind of a style. Anyway, his nephew Michael Hearn wrote this song called New Mexico Rain. And every time I go down in New Mexico, I asked Bill Hearn to play it for me, and he does. And I always tell him I'm Scott from Boston, so that's how he remembers me. Anyway, me and Ben Knight started playing this song at our regular gigs that we play in. It was just sounding so good, we decided we should record it. And we weren't sure what was going to come of it, but it made the album, so hope you like it. It's called New Mexico Rain.
Well, the smoke cuts the lights in this honky-tonk barroom. I'm thinking I'd rather be maybe chasing senoritas down in old Mexico or standing at the edge of the sea. Well, if I had the money, I'd tell you, honey, we'd be on that first plane to Spain. clear. We'll dance in the New Mexico rain. New Mexico rain. It's hot down in Texas. I call this my home. And if I ain't happy here, then I ain't happy nowhere. New Mexico rain when my mind starts to roll. Well, the lights of the city keep calling my name, but you know I've been there before. It's just a giant hotel on Longfellow Street with the checkout time on the door. Well, if I had the money, I'd tell you, honey, we'd be on that New Delhi train. But as long as we're here, the answer is clear. We'll waltz in the New Mexico rain. New Mexico rain. It's hot down in Texas. I call this my home. And if I ain't happy here, then I ain't happy nowhere. New Mexico rain when my mind starts to roll. Envies the life that I lead. Well, if I had the money, I'd tell you, honey, I would keep him from going insane. Well, there's one thing for sure, you know there just ain't no cure like a walk in the New Mexico rain. New Mexico rain. It's hot rain. I call this my home. If I ain't happy here, then I ain't happy nowhere. New Mexico rain when my mind starts to roll. Said if I ain't happy here, then I ain't happy nowhere. New Mexico rain when my mind starts to roll.
Pretty. Well, there you go. That's a bunch of songs from the new album right there. And the album's out on CD right now. It's going to be available online in the next few days. So I'll be letting you know about that. Want to do a song now from an album we made a few years back called... Through a Stained Glass Eye. It was all my bandmates from the Stained Glass Eye band, including Dave Lieb right here. Dave co-wrote this song with me. It's called She's Letting Go.
She's been reading.
She's been reading.
I've been bleeding.
I've been bleeding.
She's been learning. And I've been yearning. Oh, yeah.
You, Dave, but I was totally feeling Frankie DeFreitas in the room during
Let's
that.
Give it up
man.
For Frankie DeFreitas.
Frankie DeFreitas, man.
Man, when I was a smoker, he took all my lighters.
Frankie got my lighter. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, man.
We love you, buddy.
Love you, Frankie. All right, we're gonna carry on a song here that my brother Dave wrote the words to. My brother Dave's written a lot of lyrics for me. We've co-written a lot of songs together. He's playing guitar now, so he may not even work with me anymore. He may just write them all himself. I don't know.
I was going to say, he's going to be on the next record? No, he's going to make his own album.
Yeah, that's right.
He's going to make it.
You that
Dave wrote that, but I think he wrote it about me, man.
All right, hey, we're gonna take it back. Take it back a little bit right now.
I think this is our last tune.
Yeah, this is gonna be our last song of the set here. Well, Joel's saying maybe we got time for another one or what? Well, let's do this one, and then we'll do another one. So this is one that off the album The Bells of San Miguel. In fact, it's a title track, right? You know, I want to introduce the band again, just in case we don't get a chance to play those other songs. So I'm going to go around the room here, starting from my left over here. I know you can't see us, but over in the left corner, weighing 117 pounds.
Close.
Mr. Ben Knight on the keyboards and vocals. Next to him, we have Gary Robley. He's playing percussion and doing backup vocals. He also plays drums, and we'll be doing a show on Saturday, the 30th of March, at Club Bohemia, and Gary's going to be playing drums. So he'll be having his hands full that day. And playing drums with us tonight is Ken Hickey on the drums. Ken Hickey's the drummer on the album. He's actually played on five of my six albums. This is my sixth album. He's been on five of them. So really, really excited that Ken's playing with us tonight. He's not always available because he's, you know, got another band and a recording studio. And that's where we record at his studio, you know. Yeah,
I was just going to say, I think we should
say
he played on the record and we recorded at his studio. Spent a lot of time with this guy.
And over here on bass, it's Mr. Jim Bouchard. You might know him from The Beauty Way. And what string band were you in?
I was in the
Toots Ramble string band. Yep. Vinyl Avenue.
Okay, Toots.
Yep. And my longtime collaborator since about 2000. Guy plays all kinds of instruments. He on that song, Can You Hear the Difference, on the album, I think he plays seven different instruments. He plays bass.
Don't name them all because we'll run out of time for the other song.
True.
It's a long list.
Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, it's Dangerous Dave Lieb right here.
Thank you so much. You can read the credits for that one. Ladies and gentlemen, right over here. It's his band. He's writing the songs. He's singing the songs on the acoustic guitar and the lead vocals, the electric guitar as well. Mr. Scott Damgard, of course, you're listening to WMFO on the town with Mikey D, the Scott Damgard Band. Let's hit it.
All right.
Everybody meeting the Colonia de San Antonio by the
San Miguel. The bells of San Miguel.
Hey, that was fun. That was fun. Hey, Joe, you sure we got time for one more? I really want to thank everybody that tuned in. Thank you for listening so much. We know it's hard to get out sometimes to see us in these late night clubs when we're playing till 1 in the morning. So we're really glad that Joel and WMFO and Andrew Wilson gave us a chance to come in here and play so you can just sit in the comfort of your own home and listen to us. It's been a real pleasure for us. We've been here a few times in the last few years. I'm looking at a picture of Mikey D on the wall right over there, and he's the namesake of the show On the Town with Mikey D. And I remember Mikey D pretty well, man. He auditioned on drums for the Buzzsaw Frisbees, the first band that I was in here in Boston.
1989 or something like that.
Yeah, they're celebrating the 30th year of On the Town with Mikey D this year. And thinking that when I was in the Buzzsaw Frisbees, we played here that first year. If not, it was the second year. We're right in there. Right in there. I don't know too many bands that are still playing today that can say that. I'm showing my age, but what, you know.
Do you know what today is?
Today is March 20th. It's the vernal equinox.
50 years ago today.
50 years ago today,
John Lennon and Yoko Ono got married.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Awesome.
This would be their 50-year anniversary.
Nice.
Hat.
So it's hard to wish him a happy anniversary when John's gone, but you know, that's awesome.
Thinking of Yoko.
Thinking
of Yoko.
All right,
let's do this.
Well, this is for you, and this song has a line that goes, as the sun drops below the horizon, the full moon begins to rise.
Got a lot of full moons in
and
your song.
And that's happening.
Like
that happened tonight on the way in here. So I'm glad we're doing this song. All right. Let me start this one.
Watching a summer sky, a sunset, a gentle
everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Andrew Wilson. And thanks, everybody in the band. And we hope to see you at a show soon, or I hope you get to hear the whole album that's been recorded. It really sounds great, man. And I don't know if anybody else wants to say anything.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Scott Damgard. We'll be right back.
she wants to go home, but not with you. She'd rather be alone, and so should you. It might be worse, my friend. You might go home with someone who's just pretend. Think of yourself in the end. You gotta grow the love in you before you give in. You've gotta be okay with.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Lily Black, and before that, Love, and Concussion Ensemble. And before that, we had the Scott Damgard Band play a live set here, and now they're here in the studio to discuss.
Sure. Hi, yeah. Andrew.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, it's a real crack band you got here.
Oh, like, these guys are awesome, huh?
Yeah, they're pros.
Right? I'm a lucky guy.
They could play anything.
Anything and everything. In fact, I had them playing all Irish music over the weekend for St. Paddy's Day.
Mm-hmm. 8 hours.
A day.
A day.
Yeah. That's one tune?
More like 12.
It was more like 12 hours.
On Sunday, it was 12 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Long.
But I'm really fortunate to be working with these great musicians. You're right. And on my albums too, they've been working with me for many years, and we got a lot of great stuff to show for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're gonna have this band play live in a club anytime soon?
Well, we got a gig on the 30th of March. Mm-hmm. Going to be playing at Club Bohemia, which is downstairs from the Cantab.
Make you blessed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on May 2nd, we're going to be playing at the Lizard Lounge.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice place.
We just played there. We had our album release party mm-hmm. last month. And cool. We love that room. It's a great room.
Yeah, a lot of people say they like that room, like it's playing in your living room or something.
Yeah, that's what we like about it.
But I don't know, this must be people that live in the basement or something. I don't know. Garden style.
Well, once you're down there, I don't know if it feels like a basement. Maybe because there's no windows.
Well, you don't want windows in a music club. You
that's
know,
right.
That's amateur stuff.
Yeah.
Being able to see outside.
You got those Persian rugs and the red burgundy velvet.
Two doors and a bathroom window.
Yeah.
Curtains hanging in the backdrop. And
as long as there's enough exits for the fire marshal, we're good, you know.
And there's seating on three sides, not just in front, mm-hmm. which really makes it more intimate, you know. And there's people to your right, people to your left, and people in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great room.
Yeah, I've had, like, people make comments about, the derrieres of people in the band.
If you're in the right seat, you go. That's your view.
this was actually a nice lady making those comments, believe it or not. Yeah.
That explains the
derriere. Yeah. Yeah. So, so you want to talk about the album?
Sure. Where should we start? Just came out, and I don't know, we've spent a long time working at it over at Ken Hickey's studio up in Boxborough.
Mm-hmm.
Studio he built himself, which is it's a great place, and we've been working on many albums. This is the fifth album that Kenny's worked on with me, so mm-hmm. we've got a great rapport, a great working relationship, and he's you know. A lot of people ask me, where'd you record this? And I say, you know, at Silly Goose Studio. And people go, like, where's that? And I'm like, yeah, you don't know because you don't know. Because Ken's not a full-time studio operator like, you know, some places. He's got a full-time job. And this is, at the moment, more of a part-time thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
Labor of love.
Labor of love, yeah.
Good to see you finally using that Berkeley degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got me far.
Ken and Dave went to Berklee College of Music here, so they've got a lot of stories they share.
Mm-hmm.
But this album, we basically spent a lot of time just trying to get everything right. In the past, I've always set deadlines for myself, and then there's always something you're not happy about, that something you could have done better, this or that. And this album, you know, I kind of like feel like I'm always, you know, the bar for me was the Beatles and the way mm-hmm. they worked with George Martin and the quality they had. I could never afford that, especially years ago when mm-hmm. I was first starting out. And now, you know, a lot of recording technology has brought the price down of equipment. And But Ken here, he's got all the best equipment. He's the kind of guy that will work for somebody who makes, you know, Focusrite preamps and be like, instead of paying me, I want one of those when I'm done, mm-hmm. you know? And so, he's, you know, I call him Can-Do Kenny, because he's, mm-hmm. he learns how to use all of that gear and all of his plugins. And so we ended up where I think the studio is as good as any studio going. And so it was just a matter of just taking the time to do it right. And so it probably could have been finished last summer, mm-hmm. but when we thought it was going to happen, and then we thought it was going to happen in the fall, it's going to be ready in September. And we even almost had a album release party set up for September, and then it didn't happen. So we kept working on the album, and we finished it in January. Yeah. So, you know, having those extra months, I think it really helped the album just sound. It's the best thing that, you know, I've been involved in for mm-hmm. sure, by far.
It's great, and I didn't even realize that that it wasn't finished yet at the time. I think several months went by, and I had come in and done a bunch of guitar tracks, keyboard tracks, did all the bass stuff that I played on. So, but yeah, Scott, when you called me to do, I think the last session that I did, my first thought was like, I wasn't like, okay. I was like, it's not done.
Yeah. There was a song I had gone and saw the Wallflowers play, and the Wallflowers have this awesome organ player. And while I was watching the Wallflowers, I was like,
guy's good.
Oh man, we need some organ on this song. And so Dave, I called him up and said, Dave, could you come in and play some organ? And that was his reaction. What do you mean? You're working on another album?
I thought it was mixed and mastered already.
But that song sounds way better because we waited and got it right, had that organ on it.
That's the theme, man.
Yeah. So
that's great. I got to say about Ken's studio, too, it's, you know, having all that gear is, you know, your pre's, whatever else you get, you have. But that live room, that room is outstanding. It's a great sounding room. And that is just as much, you know, for any of that stuff, because none of that gear matters if you don't have a good sounding room.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's very comfortable. That was the goal, you know, to have a nice space to play in. I'm glad it's working out.
It's cool.
You know, and doing it over time, I think, helped me afford it too, because we were doing like 4 hours at a time, and that was maybe once a week. Sometimes we'd miss a week, so it wasn't every week, but it was, you know. And when you think about it, if you wanted to look at it like a 40-hour week, it takes 10 weeks to get 40 hours out of 4-hour sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And so the album maybe have taken a couple of years to finish, but if we could have crunched it all together, and it would have been like 5 weeks, we actually, you know. But we spread the 5 weeks out over a couple of years, and yeah. And, you know, I mean, if we had a record company backing us up and, you know, paying for everything, we could live in the studio for 10, 12 hours a day.
That doesn't happen anymore.
And,
so, and those bands, they just ended up partying.
Pretty much,
anyway,
right?
And then exactly. And then the album would still take 2 years.
Yeah. That's right.
I think that, like, that last Guns N' Roses one, how many times did they make that record? I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't have
Chinese
time.
Chinese democracy.
You know, 4 hours. Yeah, you can like only party so much. So we actually got focused and got to work.
Yeah.
What's partying? It's becoming a distant memory.
Yeah. But it was great. It was a great experience. And, you know, I'm already writing more songs and, you know, thinking about the next project. So, you know, you got to keep thinking forward. I'm always, you know, trying to create the next thing. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, hiding out on Titan. I hope everyone gets to hear it. I know that it's been being played. Some of the songs have been being played here on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I know Pamika played something last week.
She played Robot.
Robot. She left me for a robot. Yeah. And I think Phil Fleming's been playing it.
Yep.
So.
Well, I'll be playing some now that I know it.
All right.
And the songwriting, I think, is real strong. It's it's got that kind of timeless, like, you know, it sounds like music that could have been from, like, back in the day, or it could be in the future, or...
That's exactly what I was going for, yeah. You know? I mean, for me, the best period in music is, like, the late 60s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, like, back then, they didn't have, like, metal pedals, guitars that couldn't go, you know, and do gronk, 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 you know, just wouldn't exist.